Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of goings on in Iran. We have been busy with LSU, and rightfully so. It's nice to have a diversion every now and then. But Saeed Ghassemnejad, pardon me, sir, senior fellow, senior Iran and financial economics advisor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, joins us to try to understand that a little bit. Good morning, sir.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. I guess we'll start with the shooting down of the commercial jet. For the life of me, I don't understand how the Iranians could give clearance to a jet to take off a commercial jet while the while a missile attack was going on. Does this indicate incompetence, a mistake, any kind of nefarious activity?
Yeah, I think what they expected that Trump would retaliate, and they wanted to have these airliners as a human shield. It's also possible that they expected that Trump would attack, and they wanted to maybe they attacked the airliner intentionally, just to later say that this was shut down by an American missile. We don't know. Many media says that it was unintentional, but we have to say we really don't know. It's really 50-50%. Maybe they did it intentionally.
It's a shame either way. So before that, the streets were filled with protesters over the assassination, the killing of this general by the United States. And I know we're going to talk about sanctions in a moment and the effect on the Iranian people. But in terms of culture, I'm just wondering how one day huge crowds of people are hating the United States because of the assassination of this general. Then the next day, I don't know if it was equally large crowds or not, but are protesting against the government itself because of shooting down this commercial airliner. And I'm just wondering, would these be the same people? Or are there two factions? What would Iranian culture make you think about this?
Look, Iran is a polarized country. It's a dictatorship. As you know, in dictatorial regime, This type of regime, they have a base, they can mobilize that base easily, and you have lots of people who work for the government. They are forced to go to such ceremonies, such shows. So I don't think what you saw in the media shows a very large support for the regime. I think what we saw was a show. And we have been seeing these type of shows around the world. Like Libya had this type, the Soviet Union could easily mobilize the Russians like this. The North Korea does it very well. So I don't think it shows anything special.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, in detail, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's the, uranium enrichment deal, the nuclear deal, if you want to call it that, with Iran. The United States pulled out. Now it looks like Iran is telling the other countries, well, we're not going to honor any of it. And there's also a provision that's set to expire in 2020, but it's a deal with, I think, the UN, not necessarily part of this deal as it relates to acquiring weapons. So we'll try to sort all of this out when we come back. 6:20 now, time for traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Saeed Ghassemnejad, a senior Iran and financial economics advisor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, about Iran. And if you missed it, he just told us that a lot of the protests that you're seeing, they're really more shows than they are protests orchestrated by the government. One thing I wanted to ask you about, the nuclear deal gets all of the attention, but there is a deal that Iran had with the UN Security Council that is set to expire in 2020. And it was an arms embargo. And as it stands now, they would be allowed to acquire arms. And it is separate and distinct from the nuclear deal, is it not?
That's right. I just want to make a correction.
Yes, sir.
The protests that you see now, these are real. The one that you saw mourning Soleimani, David Shaw, like two months ago, Iranians went to streets in more than 200 cities across the country, and they chanted "Death to dictator."
Okay, I got you.
Yes, and just to say what they want, Iranians want to take their country back. They want to end this 41 years of misery under the Islamist regime in Tehran. They want to make Iran great again. They want to overthrow this regime, establish a new political order to end the mullahs, end this war in the region, to spend the country's resources on rebuilding Iran and put Iranian citizens first, not the Shia mercenaries in the region.
So along those lines, you know, sanctions, as I understand it, inevitably hurt the people in the street, and you're weakening the people that you need the most to try to overthrow the government. And in terms of mullahs, et cetera, are these sanctions hurting them at all in terms of quality of life, wealth, et cetera?
So we have to look at the slogans, what they're chanting. We didn't hear any chant by Iranians during this protest saying death to Trump or death to the United States or anything about the sanctions. What they are saying is that, for example, one of the chants is, what happened to the oil money? It was spent on Palestine. Or they are chanting, leave the Syria alone, do something for us. Or they are chanting, neither Gaza nor Lebanon, my life only for Iran. So they are really fed up with this endless wars of the Islamist regime in Tehran in the Middle East. They want their resources to be spent on them, and they want to put an end to this regime.
So how in the world would they ever do that?
So I think the model can be different in many countries. 41 years ago, so they had a revolution. You had similar things in Arab Spring. You had similar things in the Eastern Europe. So if they can go to the streets in millions, I think they can overthrow this regime. The sanctions actually help, because when the regime does not have enough resources, it cannot pay, for example, the police forces or the besieged forces enough. So over time, as the money dries up, I think we will see more and more people, members of the police forces, joining the protesters over time.
Turning on the dictatorship. Thank you, sir. We're out of time. I hope you come back, will you?
Definitely, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Saeed Ghassemnejad, Senior Iran and Financial Economic Advisor at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, 629. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll unpack a little more of this with John Glazer, Director of the Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.